Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You but guy with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Oh, T, man, it's been a long week, man. I can't believe it's already Thursday. It feels like Monday. I just came back from ATL. I was in the South helping my son transition back to New York for the summer because he's out of college. He finished his first freshman year. Kudos to my son, Chase. Congratulations, Chase. Kudos to my son, Chase, for completing his first freshman year at University of Georgia State. So, yes.
That is what up. Shout out to Chase. What knowledge, Sean, are you imparting in him ahead of his sophomore year?
Well, to me, university is, it's about commitment. You know, starting something, completing it, showing that you can commit to something, showing that you can get through the academic part of it, but just with handling and juggling life. And I always say, even in business, a lot of people, to me, don't find their success because they let life get in the way of their goals. So to me, graduating college is not about who's smart and who's dumb. It's just who's committed to the task, because you're going to have peaks and valleys. You know, not every course is going to be easy, and you're going to have to find your way to navigate when to drop a course, when to stay in a course, you know, who your roommate's going to be, you know, just figuring out your system and then letting all of life obstacles not stop you from performing. Yeah.
There you go. You know, one thing for me as I get older, I look back at school and I think, you know, obviously, you know, we're trying to gain knowledge, learn as much as possible, but school really teaches you how to structure yourself sometimes.
Correct.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? I get older, exactly. I look back, I'm like, you know what? I need to get myself on a school schedule and be killing it every day.
Absolutely.
Speaking of commitment, right, Sean, there's something right now that all of us are subjected to in the modern media world. App subscriptions. That's what we're talking about today.
Subscription. God, great topic. Like, I mean, we just live in such a fee world. Like, I feel like it's like not, you don't get like body blows. You get these little jabs all day long. You get a little notification on your credit card, this payment, that payment. I mean, I even have the subscription fee that I got to stop for. For my business, we do text blasts. I text blast all my customers, a great way to communicate. And whether I blast or not, they still charge me $80 a month. I mean, a subscription fee. I mean, I definitely think this is a topic we need to talk about. Thank you for bringing it up. What do you got to say about it, T?
Well, like you said, death by 1,000 paper cuts, right? It's not that one fatal thing. It's just chipping away at you.
Oh my God.
These companies, they know you're going to forget. They're banking on you forgetting. I remember about 10 years ago, I was at the Huffington Post for some internship stuff. And I remember, you know, they were owned by AOL. And one of the executives told me they're still making so much money from dial-up internet in the middle of America.
Wow.
And this was 2011. What year is this? 2011, 12. They're like, there's still people signed up for, you know, you got mail, AOL online from 2001 or whatever, who are just still paying money per month. So these companies, they are, their business model includes a lot of people just not paying attention to what they signed up for. So subscription price creep is real. It is factual. I'm sure everyone listening out there, you've been through this in some respect. New data reveals that consumers are rejecting higher prices on some of their favorite subscription streaming and delivery services. But it doesn't have to be all or nothing. We're going to discuss how you can push back, not just against subscriptions in general, but if you're keeping one, how can you push back against these price creeps, these premium offers, right? They set you up with one thing and there is a premium offer for $2 more. So we're going to get into that today and kind of break things down. So Sean, what are you thinking first when it comes to this?
Well, I'm thinking rise subscription fees doesn't mean like you have to go like cold turkey on your subscriptions, because there's certain, you know, just because they raise it doesn't necessarily mean like you want to rebel by canceling it. There's ways you can get around it. And companies that operate subscriptions are, you know, the reason why they're doing it, you know, in their defense, I'm not defending them, they're seeing rises in expenses. Like, you know, everybody wants that six-figure salary now, so labor costs have gone up. Content creators, you know, they're striking in Hollywood right now. They're wanting more money for their work, their value. And even digital expenses has risen as well. So which always, you know, who loses out is the consumer. It's always the consumer that has to pay for these rising costs. Just that's this overall cost of living has gone up. So because of that, they've had to increase their subscription fees. But, you know, and they're calling it, like you said earlier, like I love your analogy of, you know, killed by 1,000 paper cuts. You know?
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, it's called price creeping, where they just creep it up a little, $2, $4.99 extra every year. You know, and the question is, I guess, Terrence, is, you know, what do you think? How should we push back on this?
All right. Exactly. Right. So these companies, you know, once they get you in a subscription mode, they can bank in that money. They can project out. They say, okay, we got this many people down. This is what we're going to get. So they want you to subscribe. What you'll notice, right, as well, and we'll talk about this a bit more, a lot of times when you try to cancel, all of a sudden, this new rate that you've never seen before appears because they just want to keep you. I can't remember what it was, but recently I was trying to unsubscribe from something, and I think it was like $2.99 a month. And immediately they offered me 6 months at 99 cents a month, just because they would rather bank me in at $6 for 6 months than lose me altogether. So how can we push back? How can we fight back? I think first off, and it seems basic, but sometimes you really have to step back and take stock. Make sure you are actively using the service. A lot of times you sign up for an introductory offer, you get a couple months free. I've done it with Apple TV, right? I wanted to see something at Apple TV, signed up, got my 3 months free. Then maybe I'm not using it as much. Maybe I signed up for a specific TV show, specific program. And now, you know, after that introductory period's over, I forgot it's charging me money. So make sure you are actively using the service, and especially at the price range that you want. Maybe you signed up at a higher price range, but now you're not using the service as much as you did before. So it's really about, you know, keeping abreast of what's going on, checking your bank statements, and making sure you're catching it. It almost feels like it's like fishing, and you're trying to make sure you catch what's not, you know, leaking through, and then eventually building up over time.
Exactly. You know, 100% agree with you. And I'm an advocate of this one. A lot of apps, especially in the app world, you get a trial period. Yep. Just make sure, like, during that trial period, like, you thoroughly try it out and make sure that it's something you need. It's satisfying a need, because a lot of times, you know, every app gives you a trial period because most people forget. You know, I said,
they want you to forget.
Right. As soon as I sign up for an app and they give me that trial period, I immediately put an alarm on my phone to remind me.
My man.
And I do it. I usually do it 24 hours before, just because I'm caught up, I'm busy. You know, I love a trial. Like, so you make sure that, you know, and if you're at that time where you feel like I haven't even given it, I don't know, I still haven't figured out it's yes or no, just cancel it. And when you have the time again, sign back up for it. Because if you haven't had the time to really try it out in that trial period, that doesn't mean that you're going to need it. So until you find, to me, you shouldn't pay for something until you really find the need of it. Like, am I going to go into the corner store and buy something that I don't need, but I think I may need it 20 years from now? You know, so it's a matter of like looking at these apps as things in a grocery store. You know, if you really don't need it, don't pay for it. So really take advantage of the trial period, but manage it correctly.
Love it. Date before you marry. I think that's the best way to put it. A lot of times, you know, sneakily, these subscription services will say, hey, if you sign up for a year, this is how much cheaper it's going to be. It's going to be $200 less if you sign up for 12 months. And I've been guilty, not here saying I've been the perfect person about this. I've been guilty in the past of signing up for things like that, you know, excited about the initial savings, but maybe not long-term planning of how much am I really going to be using this over the year. Remember, at any point, you can go from that monthly fee to the yearly fee if you really do think it's worth the commitment. So like Sean said, make sure you try it out. On top of that, something I just mentioned before, evaluate monthly and see if you still need the services, right? You may have signed up for something that at the time you needed it, now you don't, right? Things change quickly. They're banking on you forgetting. You can't be a sucker in this situation. You really got to stay on top of it because there's so many things out there now. Everything's starting free and then eventually getting to a subscription service. So you need to make sure you're on top of it and you're not one of these people getting duped. It adds up. Now you're paying $40 a month for six things. Five of them you're not using.
I would love to see a survey of how many people on their, the average number of subscriptions that people are paying for on their phone. Ooh. Like, because I remember when I started really paying attention to it, I had like 10 things I was paying for. This is during COVID. And I didn't even know four of them what they were. You know, exactly. when I started paying attention to it. Because people are just clicking on their phone, it's so easy to get buy things and apps. So you're just clicking away, you're not even paying attention. And like you said, a little $4.99, $2.99. Like, I mean, you see it come up, $2.99. You're not following up on a $2.99 charge. You're just like letting it go. But these things add up, you know?
They add up. And on a point on that, just want to bring this up for you with kids out there. You got kids on your iPads playing games. Watch what they're doing, right? You don't know. Maybe you let them sign up, you know, purchase one thing in a game on their phone. All of a sudden, it's a monthly recurring thing that the kid didn't realize was going to be a monthly recurring thing.
So I gotta give you a pet peeve. I don't like, you know, turn off Deshaun. I don't understand grown ass people, adults that are playing these app based games and then paying for like these additives to the game, paying for like more seashells, paying for more rings because they want to get to the next level. Like if I was in a meeting and somebody said, we're going to have this app and it's going to target people over 30 and they're going to pay to go farther in this game, I'd be like, you're absolutely nuts. There's no grown ass person that's not going to pay. That's going to pay for cherries. That's going to pay for like the popular ones where, you know, where you, I think you're building a house or there was a building thing that people were hooked on. I don't think it was Roblox, but a farmer's thing. I think it was a farmer's thing or a builder's thing. And people were going crazy just buying all these additives. So to me, come on, do better. I mean, like, okay, you can justify, like some people may justify and say, this is my form of entertainment. I don't do this. I don't do that. Okay, I get it. But I don't know. I think I just think buying into like a game where they know, you know, that's their hook. They're trying to get you to buy. Doesn't make sense to me. So
listen, let me show you something, Sean, on that point. How crazy is this? In Roblox a couple of years ago, right? One of these big designers like Louis Vuitton, Hermes, I can't remember, but they had a bag, a digital bag in the game, costs more than the actual bag in real life, right? But people were willing. God. They did have this like exclusive thing. And I think, you know, we're going to talk about this in the future as well. The world, you know, the world has changed so much, right? You have the digital world and a lot of people are living in the AI digital world more than they're living in the real world. So, you know, for someone having that bag in the video game, if they're spending 80% of their time there, to them, it's that valuable. So like Sean said, you know, if it's your form of entertainment, you gotta watch it, make sure you're in the margins. But I think what we're saying above all is control. Right. If you're willing to, you know, spend some things on, I'm not going to vilify you guys like Sean, but I just say, if you're willing to spend on something, that's totally fine, but all within limits. This whole thing is about, you know, limiting yourself, understanding what's going on month to month and not letting these things just kill you. Because like you said, you don't realize it's happening. It just adds up. You say, oh, that's nothing. That's $1. That's $2. It's not much. It adds up over time.
Well said. I'm vilifying them, T. You don't have to, but at the end of the day, I think it's cuckoo-ness. All right. But with that being said, we got to pay some bills. Let's take a little break from this. Let me go back to my app game. Okay. Let me buy some more cherries. All right.
It's two black guys. Leave them alone, man.
It's two black guys with good credit. We'll be right back. Keep it locked.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
And we're back. Number four, T. Research and see a subscription you're paying for if the service could be provided free on some other platform. You know, one thing about, I like about the younger generation, especially college students, they know how to find free things. And to me, I'm still learning the power of, and I don't like to blow them up, but I still learn the power of YouTube. Like a lot of things that you're getting from an app that's providing, like especially like even those like fitness stuff and health stuff, you can go to YouTube and get that stuff for free. You may have to get here, listen to an ad or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, instead of like, to me, a lot of these apps are just putting on what's already out there and this little button that you can press on.
It's convenient. It's
convenience. You're really, yeah. A lot of apps, you're really paying for convenience. I mean, I love fitness apps, but you can get workouts online all the time. You can choose, do different workouts and get them for free. You can follow people on Instagram, which I do a lot of following fitness people on Instagram, get a lot of workout tips and workout routines. That information is free. I mean, I do have one fitness app, which is Strava, and that just kind of records my runs with my, so my friends can see my runs. I can see their runs, their bike runs, but I don't subscribe to any. I used to subscribe to fitness apps, but I don't anymore because the information, I think fitness is free.
It is. Yeah. We're in the information age, right? All this stuff is out there. You're willing to do a little bit of the legwork, right? You're going to get these things for free. On another note, there's so many companies. We're in a cannibalistic capitalist society. So a lot of things that might be paid, there's a new app coming that's probably doing it for free for 2 years. So keep abreast of what's going on. You can kind of manipulate that game and make sure you're getting the services you need and not necessarily paying for it every single time. Point number five, negotiate your subscriptions. This is possible. Don't let them think it's not possible. They want to keep you no matter what. So cable bills, internet, home security, calling and threatening to cancel in some cases will get you a better rate. I got a throwback here to like the 90s when I was young. My mom, she always tell me, listen, I can call the cable company, let them know that I might be leaving and they're going to offer me a different rate. Back then, cable was kind of the only subscription you had, in a sense.
There's others. I'm still a cable guy.
But regardless, you get the point. A lot of these companies, you know, if you look at the literature on the website or if you go through the app, it feels like you can't cancel. They're not giving you any out. You get on the phone, believe me, there's so much more they can offer because matter what, they do not want to lose you. As I mentioned before, this company is offering me 6 months for $6. For something would have cost me $20 if I just kept going with it. So you don't know until you ask. So call, threaten. They have those people on the phone, the customer service people, they are trained to push back and then offer you something better. Then push back again, then offer you something better. Most times they might have three different layers of offers they're going to give you before you leave. So you utilize it. They're expecting that most people won't ask. Don't be that person.
And let me tell you the business behind that, just so people understand why they're doing that. It's called retention. It's cheaper for a company to retain you than to acquire you. Acquisition costs can be incredibly high to bring new customers and clients on their platform. So right. It's actually cheaper for them to hire people, to retain people that want to leave and give them deals than to try to bring in somebody new, a new client. So that's that's the theory behind it. And that's why, like Terrence said, you can probably, with a lot of like the cable companies and the internet and home securities, you can probably, you have some wiggle room because they understand that it's cheaper to retain you than to acquire somebody new. Yeah. With that being said, that goes right into number six, and that's the cancel button. You know, pressing, even on apps, when you press that cancel button, you can get pop-ups, you can all different kind of things that will offer you a better rate, better opportunity. So, you know, take advantage of that cancel button and don't be scared to, like, there's, I always tell my students and all the time, like, you know, you are worth, you have value, you have worth, you know, no matter how, even these companies make billions of dollars and you only pay $9 subscription a monthly, that's worth, you know, you have power, you have worth. And when you go, whatever you do as a consumer, you have to take pride in that. Like you are, I am a huge fan. I do not accept second-class service, second-class treatment. And I make sure that I get my value for whatever I'm paying for. So I think with anything, like, you know, you're a brand, you have worth.
Love it. And lucky number seven, final point here. And this one's a little bit psychological because I think we've all been in situations like this. I'll give you a personal example. About, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I started a media company. It's something I'm still kind of working on the side. But, you know, when you have that initial burst of entrepreneurship motivation, sometimes you see the vision, you sign up for things, you're doing this, that, the other, right? And unsubscribing or canceling something can feel like a failure. You know, you mentioned fitness apps before, Sean. You sign up for someone with a 100-day bootcamp, and maybe 20 days in, you're like, I don't need this anymore. Maybe, you know, life isn't working out the way you will. You're not able to commit. But then you feel that, if I cancel, I'm a failure. So this is where you really got to, like, you know, reassess your goals, be willing to change your goals if needed. And I'll give you an example of what I mentioned with my media company. Created this media company. I'm doing stuff with international reporters all over the world. Then I got a little bit busy at my day job, so I was not able to run it the same way. For the last 2 years, cause this is the show where I'm going to be honest, I've still been paying the website fees. Because for me to officially go and cancel the website, it feels like a failure. It feels like, well, there you go. That my dream, the thing I'm working on is now done. But for me, I can still do that work on a free website until I'm ready to make that commitment again. So a lot of times it's kind of about, you know, being tough on yourself, but also understanding that maybe my goals have to change in the short term. I can come back to it. Don't feel like you just have to stay attached to something that you invested in. Because guess what? After you do it for 2 more years, it's going to cost you more money anyway. So sometimes it's less costly to pull the plug, reassess, and find a cheaper way to do what you were doing before.
Oh, well said, brother. Well said. I think it's just a realigning. And don't think your goals are attached to some subscription. You know, they're dependent. Like Terrence said, you can find another avenue, work another angle, and continue with your process, with your goals. So I think that's great. Let's just run through the top set, the seven that we said. Unsubscribing, the cancel button, negotiating your subscription, yep. Researching, evaluating your monthly fees, taking advantage of the trial period and knowing to opt out if you haven't really done anything or if you need to get rid of it. And, you know, and the first one was making sure that you're actively using the service. I think these are great subscription tips. I'm sure it'll save you a lot of money. And the money that you save, you can send it over to Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Send it to us. Also, guys, last bonus point out there. There are a lot of apps out there that even help you track subscriptions.
Great bonus. Listen, you're trying to take my seat, aren't you? I know what you guys are saying. Listen, so the young guy is stepping up. I got to congratulate you. Are stepping up on this podcast. The young guy is stepping up.
I appreciate that. But check it out. There are apps out there that will help you find what subscriptions are just laying there on your bank account. But you can do it manually. Do it old school. Get the statement. Look through it. Get a highlighter. Listen, it's your money, right? You have to make sure you're on point. Obviously, we will all be using subscriptions for the foreseeable future. But there's got to be a limit. You got to know what point, you know, you're crossing over that threshold and just spending money on stuff you don't need. It adds up. That's money you could be investing. That's money you could be saving. That's money you could be using for vacations, even for other things that you're working on. So don't let these subscription fees add up and cost you thousands of dollars at the end of the year. That's it. I'm out. That's my point.
I'm Sean. The continued and still reigning better half of Two Black Guys.
Yeah, we're fighting now, man.
This young guy is catching up because he did an amazing show today. But that's what makes us great. And I'm happy that the youth is stepping up, because that's what you're supposed to do. The youth is supposed to step up, one day take over. So one day it'll be called the Terrence Black Guy with Good Credit Show. One day.
And I'm Terry. Remember, nothing changes if nothing changes.
See, you don't even let me get, you're not even going to let me get my tagline in. See, this is where he's taking over it. I'm Sean Linda, the better half of two black guys with good credit. Your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket. And although we're talking about subscribe and unsubscribe, make sure you subscribe to our show. Do not unsubscribe, okay? The show is free, and pass it on and let everybody else unsubscribe as well. And I'm out.
Free 99. I'm Terry. Peace, guys. Remember, nothing changes if nothing changes. See you guys next time.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.